Welcome to our deep dive into the world of low-pressure injection molding.
Yeah.
It's pretty clear from the technical stuff we've been reading that this technique is really taking off in manufacturing.
Uh-huh.
We're going to break down exactly why that is.
Okay.
And it's not just about, you know, just making things.
Right.
We're talking about keeping those super delicate electronics safe,
yeah.
building things crazy fast, and opening up a whole world of cool new designs that we couldn't do before.
Yeah, what I think is so interesting about low-pressure injection molding is how it can handle all these super complicated products we're making now.
Okay.
Like when you think about this circuitry in a smartphone or the sensors in a wearable device.
Yeah.
The old ways of making things just aren't up to the task.
You know?
You risk damaging those parts.
Right. Okay, so let's set the scene for our listener. Imagine you're building a brand new, like, cutting-edge smartphone packed with all these tiny, sensitive components.
Right.
How on earth do you make sure all those intricate little pieces actually survive the manufacturing process?
That's where the gentleness of low-pressure injection molding comes in.
Okay.
Instead of just like forcing everything together, it uses this really gentle pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Like we're talking 1.5 to 40 bar
uh-huh.
to like carefully encapsulate those delicate parts.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of like giving each component its own like custom fitted, you know, protective shell.
Oh, I like that. Okay, so we're talking about things like printed circuit boards,
yes.
sensors, even those like crazy thin phone batteries,
yeah.
all getting this like special treatment.
Exactly.
What makes this low pressure approach so much gentler than like the traditional way of doing things?
Well, it really all comes down to the pressure.
Okay.
I mean, traditional injection molding uses way higher pressure.
Uh-huh.
And that can easily crush or damage delicate components.
Oh, right.
But with low pressure injection molding, you're using just enough pressure to mold the material around the components.
Huh.
So you don't cause any harm.
It's like a balancing act between strength and finesse.
Yeah.
And it's not just about protection, though, is it?
No.
This like gentle approach also creates a super tight seal around those components.
I think you got it.
Doesn't it?
You get a perfect seal. It's like a barrier against all the bad stuff.
Okay.
Water, dust, corrosion, you name it.
Wow.
You know, think about those waterproof connectors in your car.
Mm-hmm.
Or like the really tough sensors they use in factories.
Right.
Low pressure injection molding. Make sure those parts stay safe and working even in, you know, pretty intense conditions.
It's like you're giving each component its own little tiny fortress.
Yeah, exactly.
I love it. Okay, let's move on from just protection and talk about speed.
Sure.
This is where low pressure injection molding really kicks things into overdrive, right?
Absolutely. And the real key here is using cast aluminum molds.
Okay.
So unlike steel molds, which take forever to make and cost a ton of money, cast aluminum molds are much lighter, way quicker to make.
Wow.
And they're really good at like cooling things down quickly.
Oh, that's cool.
Which is really important.
So using cast aluminum is like giving manufacturers a head start, right?
Yes.
They can get those molds ready way faster.
Exactly.
It sounds like a dream for projects with tight deadlines.
Got it. And it gets even better. The actual molding process itself is incredibly fast.
Okay. Yeah. I mean,
we're talking cure times of like just 5 to 50 seconds.
5 to 50 seconds. Are you serious?
I am.
That's mind blowing. Think about how that impacts like mass production.
Oh, that's a game changer.
Especially for companies that, you know, need to pump out a ton of products.
It really is. It means you can like prototype new designs incredibly quickly.
Right.
And then if demand suddenly spikes, you can just ramp up production without any problem.
Amazing.
And low pressure injection molding makes that possible.
So we've got faster mold development,
uh-huh.
all thanks to those cast aluminum molds, and then the molding process itself is lightning fast.
Yeah.
Let's break this down for our listener, like side by side.
Okay.
Traditional injection molding versus this low pressure approach.
Okay.
First up, mold development time. What's the difference?
Well, with the traditional methods, you often have these long wait times and really complicated machining processes. Mm-hmm. But with low pressure injection molding, it's all about like being quick and adaptable.
Right.
Those cast aluminum molds can be produced much faster.
Okay.
Meaning you can go from the initial design to a finished product way, way quicker.
Okay. So low pressure injection molding wins that round.
Definitely.
Hands down. What about curing time?
Again, it's like night and day.
Really?
Totally. With the old methods, you might be waiting hours for the material to fully cure.
Wow.
But with low-pressure injection molding, it takes seconds.
Really? Just seconds.
Seriously. That means products are ready to go much faster,
Okay.
and that just speeds up the whole production cycle.
Okay. All right, what's next? Material waste.
Does low-pressure injection molding do better there too?
Definitely. Because you have such precise control over the injection process, there's very little material wasted.
Interesting.
You're only using exactly what you need.
Okay.
And that means less stuff going into landfills.
So we're saving time,
Yeah.
we're saving money,
Yeah.
and we're helping the environment too. Ta-da, win-win-win.
Exactly. And we can't forget about energy consumption.
You're right. Sustainability is huge these days. How does low-pressure injection molding compare to the traditional methods in terms of energy use?
Well, remember those super fast curing times we talked about? That means you spend way less time heating up the molds, which uses a lot of energy.
Right.
So overall, you're using a lot less energy.
Okay.
Low pressure injection molding is just naturally more energy efficient.
So it's good for the planet and good for the manufacturer's wallet.
Exactly.
All right. So we've established that low pressure injection molding is better for delicate parts, uses less material, and it's super fast.
Invisible.
But let's be real, the thing that really gets people excited is saving money. You touched on that earlier. How exactly does this translate into like actual dollar savings for manufacturers?
Well, it comes down to a few key things.
Okay.
First, you're saving money on materials because there's less waste.
Right.
Then you're saving money on energy because, you're using less of it. And finally, you save a lot of money on making the molds themselves.
Right. Those cast aluminum molds.
Yeah. They're much cheaper and faster to make.
And that's a big deal for companies that need to adapt quickly to, whatever the market demands.
It is.
So we're talking about saving money in like three major areas:
Exactly.
less wasted material, lower energy bills, and cheaper molds. That's a pretty compelling case for switching over to low pressure injection molding, don't you think?
I think so. And the best part is you don't have to sacrifice quality to get those savings.
Oh, really?
Yeah. In fact, low pressure injection molding can actually lead to higher quality products because you don't have to worry about damaging those sensitive
It's
parts.
amazing. You get to save money and end up with a better product.
Yeah.
I love it. Okay, but
Yeah.
now I want to talk about something that I find really interesting.
Okay.
The design possibilities that low pressure injection molding opens up.
Yeah.
It's like this technology is handing designers this whole new set of tools.
Absolutely. That's where things get really fun.
So tell me, how is low pressure injection molding pushing the boundaries and changing the way we think about, like, what's even possible to create?
Well, for starters, you can create really complex geometries and intricate details that you just couldn't do before. I mean, think about the sleek curves of like a fancy sports car or like a high-end smartphone. Low pressure injection molding lets designers create these really complex shapes with amazing precision.
So we're moving away from those like boxy, boring designs and
Yeah.
into something way more organic and sculpted.
Exactly. And those complex, they can actually make things work better too.
Oh, interesting. Like how?
We'll take cars, for example. Low pressure injection molding is used to create those complex air intake manifolds that help the engine perform better, or like lightweight parts that improve fuel efficiency.
So we're not just talking about pretty curves, we're talking about designs that both look good and like actually work better too.
Precisely.
That's awesome. What other examples are there?
Well, think about the medical field. Low pressure injection molding is used to create prosthetics that are custom fit.
Oh, wow.
They're super lightweight and incredibly durable.
That's incredible. It's like this technology is like blurring the lines between what's natural and what's man-made.
I know. It's pretty amazing. And the possibilities go even further. Imagine creating tiny medical implants or surgical instruments with really complex shapes that allow for, like, minimally invasive surgeries.
It's wild how one technology can have such a huge impact across so many different fields.
I know.
But let's go back to design for a second.
Okay. You mentioned that low pressure injection molding isn't just about shapes, it's also about the materials we can use.
Yes,
Can you expand on that?
absolutely. One of the coolest things about low pressure injection molding is that it can handle multiple materials at once.
Oh.
So you can combine different materials within a single product,
Huh.
and that gives you all sorts of unique properties and features.
Okay, break that down for me. How do you actually combine different materials in one product using this technique?
Okay, so imagine you're making a smartphone case.
Okay.
You want it to be like soft and grippy, but also really durable.
Yeah.
With low pressure injection molding, you could combine a flexible, like rubbery material for the outside with a hard, impact resistant material for the inside.
So it's like building a high-tech sandwich. Right.
Exactly. You're layering different materials to get the best of all worlds.
I love it. What other examples can you think of?
Well, think about athletic shoes.
Okay.
You could combine breathable mesh fabrics with tough synthetic materials.
To create a shoe that's lightweight, but still gives you the support you need.
Oh.
Or how about a bicycle helmet? You could use a combo of that impact-absorbing foam and a really tough outer shell to give the rider the best protection.
It's like this technology is giving designers the power to create products that are like perfectly tailored to their purpose.
Yeah, it really is.
And the possibilities seem endless.
They really are. And as we learn more about materials and how to work with them, I think we'll see even more creative combinations and applications in the future.
Totally. Like, imagine incorporating materials with like really unique properties, things like self-healing polymers
Yeah.
or bio-based plastics. And we can create these using low pressure injection molding.
Absolutely.
That opens up a whole new world of possibilities.
No.
Products that can repair themselves,
Yeah.
products that biodegrade naturally when you're done with them, or even products that interact with the human body in new ways.
And this is where sustainability becomes even more important.
You're right. That's a great point.
We need to think about the impact our manufacturing has on the planet.
Definitely.
And we need to use technologies that are efficient and environmentally responsible.
Okay.
And low-pressure injection molding really fits the bill.
You're right. And that actually leads us perfectly into the next part of our discussion.
Okay.
We've talked about speed, design flexibility, and now the sustainability angle.
Yeah.
Let's unpack how low pressure injection molding is helping to build a greener future.
Awesome. Let's do it. So before we got sidetracked, we were talking about how low-pressure injection molding is totally changing the game for designers.
It really is. Like,
Yeah.
it's giving them this magic wand to create products we could only dream of before.
Right.
So walk me through it. How is it pushing the boundaries and changing how we think about what's even possible?
One big thing is it's amazing at creating these complex geometries and tiny little details that traditional molding just couldn't handle. Think about the sleek lines of like a high-performance sports car
Okay.
or the curves of a really nice smartphone.
Right.
Low-pressure injection molding lets designers make these intricate shapes with incredible precision.
It sounds like we're saying goodbye to those like boxy, clunky designs of the past
Totally.
and hello to a more organic, sculpted look.
Exactly. And it's not just about looks either.
Oh, okay.
Those complex shapes can actually make things work better.
Oh, interesting. How so?
Well, take the automotive industry, for example.
Okay.
Low-pressure injection molding is used to create these intricate air intake manifolds. They optimize engine performance.
Okay.
Or like super lightweight aerodynamic components,
Right.
right? That can improve your fuel efficiency.
So it's not just about pretty curves, it's about designs that look amazing and function better.
Exactly.
That's pretty cool. Are there other examples like that?
Tons. Think about the medical field.
Okay.
Low-pressure injection molding is used to make custom-fitted prosthetics
Wow.
that are both lightweight and AE, super durable. These prosthetics can mimic natural movement so well,
Huh.
giving people incredible mobility and comfort.
That's amazing. It's like blurring the lines between natural and engineered.
It really is. And
Yeah.
we can go even further. Imagine using it to create tiny medical implants or surgical instruments with really complex shapes
Okay.
that allow for minimally invasive procedures.
It's fascinating how one technology can be used in so many different fields.
It is.
Okay, let's get back to the design side of things for a minute.
Sure.
You said low pressure injection molding isn't just about shapes. It's also about the materials we can use.
Yes.
Tell me more about that.
Okay, well, one of the most exciting things about low-pressure injection molding is that it can handle what we call multiple material composites.
Okay.
That just means you can combine different materials in a single product
Interesting.
to get these really unique properties and functionality.
Okay, can you give me an example? How do you actually do that? Combine different materials in one product.
Sure. Imagine you're designing a smartphone case.
Okay.
You want it to be soft and comfortable to hold.
Uh-huh.
But also really tough so it protects your phone.
Right.
With low-pressure injection molding, you could combine a flexible, rubbery material for the outside.
Okay.
With a rigid, impact-resistant material for the inside.
So you're basically making a high-tech sandwich.
Exactly. Layering different materials to get the best of both worlds.
I love that. What other examples are there?
Oh, so many. Think about running shoes.
Okay.
You could combine those breathable mesh fabrics with really durable synthetics.
Yeah.
To create a shoe that's both lightweight and supportive.
Cool.
Or how about a bicycle helmet? You could use a combo of impact-absorbing foam and a tough outer shell.
Okay.
To give the rider the best possible protection.
So it's all about creating these super customized products.
Yes.
Perfectly tailored for their specific use.
Exactly.
The combinations, it seems like the combinations are almost limitless.
They really are.
Yeah.
And as material science keeps advancing, we're going to see even more innovative combinations and applications.
Right.
Imagine incorporating materials with, like, really unique properties.
Yeah, like what?
Like self-healing polymers.
Oh, wow.
Or bio-based plastics.
That would be amazing.
Right?
So we could have products that can actually repair themselves.
Yeah.
Products that biodegrade naturally when we're done with them.
Uh-huh.
Or even products that can interact with our bodies in totally new ways.
Exactly. And that brings us to the sustainability conversation.
Oh, that's a great point.
We have to be conscious of our impact on the environment.
Absolutely.
And we have to use manufacturing technologies that are both efficient and environmentally responsible.
I agree.
And low-pressure injection molding checks all the boxes.
It does. We've talked about speed, design flexibility, and now sustainability.
Yeah.
Let's dig into how low-pressure injection molding is helping to create a greener future for manufacturing.
Sounds good. So we've been talking about all the cool things low-pressure injection molding can do.
We have.
But one of the most important is how it can help us create a more sustainable future.
That's what I really want to dig into. We talked about material savings and energy efficiency before, but let's go deeper. How does this technology actually help us make manufacturing more eco-friendly?
Well, one of the biggest benefits is its precision. You see, traditional injection molding can be pretty wasteful.
Oh, okay. How so?
You often end up with a lot of wasted material because you overfill the mold or the molding isn't perfect.
Right.
But with low-pressure injection molding, you have this really fine-tuned control over the process.
Okay.
So you use the exact amount of material you need and nothing more.
So less raw material going in.
Yeah.
And less waste ending up in landfills.
Exactly. It's a win for the environment and for manufacturers who want to save money.
Definitely a win-win. And what about those super fast curing times?
Oh, yeah. Those help with energy savings, too.
How so?
Well, because the cycles are shorter, you don't have to spend as much energy heating and running the equipment.
Oh, okay. I see.
And that means a smaller carbon footprint.
It's amazing how all these little efficiencies add up to make a real difference for the planet.
It really is.
But it sounds like sustainability with low-pressure injection molding goes beyond just materials and energy, right?
It does. Low-pressure injection molding makes it easier to use more eco-friendly materials.
Really? Like what?
Well, think about those bio-based plastics they make from renewable resources.
Yeah.
Like cornstarch or sugarcane.
Oh, right.
They offer a sustainable alternative to those traditional plastics made from petroleum.
Okay.
So we can reduce our reliance on fossil fuels.
Wow. So we could see more and more products made from plants thanks to this technology.
Absolutely.
That's really exciting. Are there other ways low-pressure injection molding is pushing us toward more sustainable manufacturing?
Definitely. It also lets you create products that are lighter and more durable.
Okay.
Take cars, for example. By making lightweight components with low-pressure injection molding, you can significantly reduce the overall weight of a vehicle.
And that means?
Better fuel efficiency and lower emissions.
It's incredible how one technology can have such a positive impact on the environment in so many ways.
I know.
Less waste, less energy, and the ability to use greener materials and create more sustainable products.
Exactly. It's a great example of how innovation can be good for business and the planet.
I couldn't agree more. Well, this has been a fascinating deep dive. We've covered so much ground.
We have.
But I always like to leave our listeners with something to think about.
Oh, I like that. What are you thinking about?
We've talked about how this technology is changing so many industries.
Uh-huh.
But what about its potential in new and emerging fields?
Oh, that's interesting.
Like Could low pressure injection molding help us develop advanced 3D printing techniques or create complex biocompatible structures for regenerative medicine?
Those are great questions. The possibilities are truly endless.
I think so too.
As we continue to learn more about materials and develop new manufacturing methods, I have no doubt that low-pressure injection molding will be right at the forefront of those advancements.
Oh, I think you're right.
Shaping the future of design and manufacturing in ways we can't even imagine yet.
Well, this has been an incredibly eye-opening exploration of the world of low-pressure injection molding. I hope our listeners feel inspired to learn more and consider how this technology might impact their own areas of interest.
Absolutely. Keep those innovative minds thinking.
That's right. Until next time, keep diving deep and embrace the power of knowledge.